everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
This is Paris.
Hey everyone, this is Paris and we are back. Hey Hunter.
Hi Paris. You have had maybe the craziest week I've ever heard of, but I want to get all the details. So walk me through everything you did this week in just broad strokes and then we'll get into details.
Yeah, it was probably one of the most iconic weeks ever. Well, at first I won an MTV award.
Unreal, amazing. So cool.
Thank you. And then Britney's wedding, and then performed with Christina Aguilera at Pride LA at the big festival. It was amazing.
And quite the performance it was. I think we even talked about it on Nightly Pop. Have you slept at all?
Not as much as I would like to. It's been pretty cray.
That's kind of the story of your life, though. So par for the course. Okay, well, I want to start with the MTV Awards. Your mom and your aunt Kyle actually handed you your award. Did you know that was going to happen? Was that part of the plan?
Yes, they told me that my mom was going to be there. And I saw her right before I went up on stage as well.
Did you guys party together afterwards?
No, I was so exhausted after that. I just went home. But we were sitting next to each other the whole show, and she was just so funny. At one point, the host went up to her and Kyle and during the show and was talking to her. My mom started like singing Daft Punk, the song One More Time, and everyone was very impressed.
That's perfect.
She has such a beautiful voice.
Yeah, putting your mom at any award show seems like an easy way to get a bunch of really funny moments. Who, in your opinion, was the best dressed at the show?
Me.
Okay, who got second place?
My mom.
You're good. I feel like you're one of the most supportive family members ever. Like, you're also the biggest Paris supporter I've ever met in my entire life. But that makes sense to me.
Actually, what did you wear? I loved, besides myself, so my mom's, Nicole Richie's outfit was so cute. It was like this little gold sequin, like short skirt with this like really cute top that was like all like, I don't know what it's called. Like tassel, like I have no idea, like this gold stuff that like just shined, and she just looked like this little golden fairy goddess, like when she walked out on stage sparkling with Jeremy Scott. It was a really beautiful look. I loved it. And she had her hair wow. all pulled back, and she just looked so chic.
Yeah, she really can pull stuff off. It's pretty amazing. What did you wear?
I wore this really gorgeous long turquoise gown by Sol Angeline that was all covered in Swarovski crystals. And I love that designer. I've worn her for so many of my birthdays and New Year's Eve parties and performances. And I really love the dresses that she makes. They just shine and sparkle. And especially on that stage with that lighting, it was just shining like a diamond. It was stunning.
Yeah. Well, you looked amazing. I'm so happy you won.
Thank you.
What's crazy is like that was the beginning of the week, because after that you went to Brittany's wedding. Was it hard to keep that a secret? Because how long have you known?
I've known for quite a while. But no, it was definitely not hard to keep it a secret, because I just had my wedding back in November. So I know how it is about wanting to keep it confidential because of paparazzi and them hiring drones and helicopters and, you know, whatever they can. So I was just doing everything in my power to keep that under wraps by not telling anyone, because I knew that I was one of the first people to know about the date. It was very easy for me to keep in. And I think, yeah, like no one even really knew about it, I think, till like maybe the day of or the night before. Then obviously I think one of the people who worked at the, I'm not saying who, but I'm assuming someone from there, who knows? I don't know. I'm not going to blame anyone.
But it got out. It always does.
Like how can it not, with flower deliveries and, you know, but yeah. With my wedding, we had like literally like 30 something drones flying above. Like it was so many paparazzi trying to like climb the gates. It was out of control. You know, pulling up there, same thing. There was just so many paparazzi outside. And we saw a drone at one point. But yeah, they purposely did it like on a Thursday when Biden was in town, so that there was like a no fly zone. So it'd be much harder for like, you know, all the news channels and all those types of helicopters and things to fly over. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You think planning a regular wedding's tricky. That's insane.
Yeah. It was very intimate. Like, I think 50 people.
Speaking of President Biden, did you turn down DJing for him to go to the wedding?
Yeah, obviously.
Wait, so what were you going to DJ for the president? What was the event that you missed?
Well, I don't mean obviously anything to do with him. I just meant obviously, like, I wouldn't miss her wedding for the world. I knew that it was important for me to be there on her special day. And they asked me to DJ the official closing party for the Summit of the Americas, which was for all the heads of all the countries from Canada, Chile,
jeez,
North, South, Central America, Caribbean. Basically, they had all the presidents and prime ministers and delegations from all of the countries that were there. And they were throwing this final party at the LA Coliseum. And it was literally the same exact night as the wedding. So they were trying to figure it out. They're like, well, you know, is there like a helicopter pad near there when we could land on, and you guys could like helicopter there and then helicopter back to the wedding? But we didn't say whose wedding, but we just said we're going to be at an important wedding. And they were like trying to figure out every way. But I was like, I'm not going to be the one who literally like during the wedding leaves on a helicopter and then like just like comes back and like makes a huge scene. But then also with the no fly zone, it wouldn't have worked anyway. But they were trying to figure out everything possible. But like I said, Brit was way more important to me than him.
Of course. I mean, the president will be president for, you know, a while. Brittany's only getting married once, you know, so let's go ahead and prioritize. I feel like you made the right choice.
Definitely.
I heard the president likes raves at all of his events, so you'll have a chance again to do that soon. But did you say that you didn't tell anyone on your staff that you were going?
The only person who knew was Charlotte, but no one else knew.
Wow, so Charlotte knew, but then what did you tell like your stylist you needed a dress for?
No, I said, because I had a lot of events happening, so I basically needed all types of looks. So for MTV Awards, I'm like, I need something sparkly and glamorous. Also, while you're looking, I need an elegant wedding dress, like preferably something in black, definitely not white, because that's right. So rude when girls come and wear white. And then I said and then rainbow things because of pride. So it was quite a, you know, a different assortment of types of looks.
This is Paris.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Besides the look, give me all the other details. Menu, what was the menu at the wedding?
It was nice because it was just like really cute, like yummy hors d'oeuvres and things like that. Like it wasn't like a boring sit-down dinner, which was nice because I hate when you go to weddings and it's like hours of dinners and it's just like so long. And so this was fun because it was just like they were handing out like pizzas and fried chicken and like cute little like dim sum and pastries and just like all these like really fun snacks and really good desserts. And then, you know, after the ceremony and everything, we also like went back into the room and they like turned it into like a party, like nightclub kind of room with the DJ and disco lights and balloons everywhere. And, you know, that's when all the dancing started happening. It was so fun.
Were you afraid that Joe Biden was going to barge into the room and say, Paris, you picked the wrong event?
No.
Okay. Back to the wedding. What did you gift Brittany and Sam as their wedding present? Can I ask that? Is that appropriate?
Yeah, I got them. I went to Gary's and that's like the place to go for weddings. They have so many beautiful things. And I got some, I know that she loves butterflies, and I got her like some beautiful Lalique butterflies, like holographic, and then like beautiful purples, and also this gorgeous, it's like this giant bowl, but it's like all these butterflies intertwined with like this beautiful crystal vase thing. And then also this like selfie camera, I don't know what it's called. It's like kind of like a thing where you can like put your phone in and it stands up and you can like take pictures of yourself.
That's perfect for Brittany. She needs that.
She doesn't have that. And I just felt like it's, I don't know, she loves to do dancing videos and all that. And I know that she has people help her hold the phone while she does it. But I just feel like it's more fun to be able just to like do it on your own and do it alone so that you can even have more fun and not, I don't know. I would feel so shy like dancing and doing that in front of someone. So I feel like it'd be more fun to be able just to do it whenever you want alone. She looks hotter than ever.
Yeah, she looks great. It's now she can do it all though. So that's a very thoughtful gift.
Yeah.
A lot of fun people there too. Madonna. Did you talk with her?
Yes. I love her. She's been my idol since I'm a little girl. So I've met her a couple times before this, but it was such a small wedding. So it was nice just to like see just all the beautiful, fun girls there. It was just like such an iconic night. And it was so cute when we were all taking the picture with Britney and all the girls. They started singing Madonna Vogue and we were like all singing it together. It was cute.
Yeah. So do you know who started that? Because that is kind of going viral right now.
My best friend, Cade, Cade Hudson, he started singing it and then the whole group started singing it. It was cute. But we weren't really expecting That's it. Funny. So it wasn't like we planned it. So I think I've been seeing some memes and they're like, when you're at karaoke, like, and you don't know the song. I don't know. It was something like, because I think we weren't. I don't know. I feel like everyone felt like a little bit shy when we were starting it.
Of course, everyone's shy when it comes to being the first one to sing. But then once everybody's doing it, it's no holds barred. You know, everyone goes all in.
Yeah.
Okay. I also saw a photo of your mom holding a microphone in the background.
Yes.
What was she singing?
She was singing Stars Are Blind. Because I was singing it and then Selena was next to me. So she was singing it with me as well. And then my mom like has such an incredible voice and she loves singing. So I handed her the mic and she started singing. So cute.
Oh my gosh. So you said Selena was also there. Did you talk to Selena?
Yes. I love her. She is so sweet, beautiful, kind.
What did she say?
She was just so nice and it really touched me and just meant so much to me. I was just saying that she had seen my documentary and just Aww. How she was so inspired after watching it. And it really inspired her to be vulnerable and open up. And I've been seeing her do so much of that. And I'm so proud of her
yeah.
for using her voice and her platform to speak about something so personal to her. And I know it's just impacted so many people and inspired others as well. So just to know, you know, that by telling my story, it's impacted so many people and especially someone like her as well that I've always loved and respected. And it's nice to see people to be able to do that and make people feel comfortable to be able to tell their truth as well. So that was just a really special moment of the night as well, just talking with her about that.
Yeah. God, this whole night was also, I mean, I feel like there's so many people we haven't mentioned. Like one is Drew Barrymore, who was there, who I guess you guys actually know each other. Like
I've known,
like from yeah. when you were a kid.
I've known her my entire life. Like since I'm a baby, because my mom and her mom were friends and her mom would drop her off like off her weekends and she would stay with us for the weekend and we'd have sleepovers and watch movies and like play games and like she was just always so cool and I've just always loved her. She's so kind and down to earth and brilliant and just such a cool chick. I really, really love her.
Yeah, I love Drew Barrymore. I actually stole a drumstick that Florence and the Machine threw into the crowd at a concert, and I grabbed it from the ground, and I looked up, and the other person who had reached for it was Drew Barrymore, and I've never felt more guilty about anything in my entire life. To steal something from someone, let alone Drew Barrymore, the sweetest human on the planet. So if you see her, tell her I'm sorry.
You didn't just let her take it?
I didn't even register that it was Drew Barrymore when it first happened. And then I'm standing there with the drumstick and I like look over again. I'm like, oh no. And then it was too late. Like it felt so like, oh, I'm sorry. You weren't fast enough. You know, I was so embarrassed. I was also young. I was, you know, I was still in my teens.
Oh, okay. I thought it was recently. I was like, you're so mean.
No. If it was recently, I would have taken the drumstick and I'd have said, watch Nightly Pop to hear more about it. You know? No, I wouldn't have done that. Okay, okay. Besides Drew Barrymore, who, again, we apologize to profusely for my actions, Will I Am, J Balvin, Carter. Carter being maybe the most important guest of the entire thing. Did he have fun?
Yeah, we had fun. Just like when everyone started dancing, he just had fun, like watching me dance with the girls and just be happy. And he like always loves to see me smile. And then we started dancing as like they played some of the songs from our wedding as well. And everyone was just having the best time. It was just like, it just felt like a family gathering. So it was just so small and intimate, and everyone, no one had their phones. And that's something I like, the same thing I did at my wedding. When no one has their phone, it just makes it so much nicer to be able just to like actually have conversations with people and, you know, not have camera phones out every 5 seconds. So that was cool.
This is Paris.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
It sounds like it was a perfect night.
It really was. And it just made me so happy to see her get her happy, you know, fairy tale ending. She deserves it more than anyone in the world. And it was so cute that she had like the Cinderella carriage with the horses that like brought her out. And then when they left after the ceremony, going again, and the horse was so, it was literally like something out of a Disney movie.
That's so great. Yeah, she deserves it. And I think it's fantastic that you and everybody else that she loves got to go. And if that had happened to me, I might have just called it for the rest of the year. Like, I might have said, I don't need to go out or do anything or talk to anybody. I lived it all at the wedding. But you, the opposite, because you then went to DJ Pride, which, well, your energy blows me away. What are the top three songs on your DJ playlist that everybody needs for their next party? I'm going to start there, then we're going to get into the details.
The top three songs everyone needs for the summer of sliving. Definitely Stars Are Blind, obviously. Mm-hmm. That is like the ultimate summer song. And Lizzo's song About Damn Time. And one of my favorite songs is Losing It by Fisher. It's so good.
Ooh. Okay, I'm adding these to my playlist right now. You mentioned Stars Are Blind. Whose idea was it for you to sing Stars Are Blind? Did you sing it at Pride this weekend?
Yes, I sang it at the wedding and I sang it at Pride.
I feel like everywhere you go, people must just throw a microphone in your hand and go, sing, Stars Are Blind.
It's been happening a lot lately, especially since I sang at Olivia Rodrigo's party in Vegas, the Grammy party.
Mm.
Like, after that, now everyone, every time I play, they want to hear it. So I give the people what they want.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start asking every podcast episode for you to sing Stars Are Blind just in the middle of the podcast interview with no real setup explanation to the guest. I'm excited for it. We'll wait for that. What was your favorite part of that night?
My favorite part of Pride?
Yeah, your favorite part of Pride.
I love celebrating Pride. It's just such an amazing time where, you know, people celebrate who they are and just are so free, and everyone, just the energy. There's 30,000 people there. Like, everybody is all dressed up with rainbows and sparkles, and they were just so happy. And, you know, such an iconic set, you know, playing with Christina Aguilera, Kim Petras, and Maya, and just these amazing, powerful women. And just, that was just amazing. And my outfit was so sick. I had Brian Hearns come over, and we started collabing together and coming up with these designs of this insane, like, Swarovski crystal covered bodysuit with, like, a little tiny skirt and this gorgeous, like, crystal arms, like shrug that was insane. That was beautiful. And singing Stars Are Blind, just looking out into the audience, and everybody was so happy and singing along. And that was just one of the best feelings ever. And also when I played Toxic, like, for Britney, everybody is losing it. They're so happy.
Yeah.
So it was just,
it feels
amazing.
Perfect. Yeah, it feels perfect for you to play Toxic because it sums up your entire weekend with the Britney wedding and the MTV. I mean, that, you know, song and music video were everywhere. So yeah, you were with Christina though. So how did she feel that you played a Britney song, since, you know, some people say that they don't get along?
She loved it. I played it the night before at the rehearsal, and she's like, oh my God, we are back in the 2000s. And everyone's like, this is so iconic. So
Wow. She
loved it. I played Genie in the Bottle, this sick Beat Breaker remix. And then I went into Toxic, and, you know, that's just the media trying to, you know, pit women against each other like they did in the 2000s. I think that's just like old rumors that they used to like stir up back in the day, and then people still assume that. But no, they have a lot of like love and respect for each other. And, you know, that's just people making up gossip, because that's how this town is. People like to invent stories.
Yeah. Especially those late night shows on E! News.
Yeah.
Those monsters.
Especially those guys.
Anyway, it sounds like you had the best week ever. I hope you've had a chance to rest.
I will soon.
I will,
no,
eventually.
I have a crazy week this week too, and then I have to go to Cannes on Friday. So I'll sleep on the plane here to France.
Where else are you going this summer? Because I feel like people have been asking where they can kind of catch you, especially our foreign audience members. So where are you going this summer? Where are you DJing?
I'm going to be DJing next weekend in Cannes. I'm going for Cannes Lion. So I'll be playing a couple shows there. I'm doing a show with iHeart as well for their party. And then I'm also going to be DJing in Ibiza at Amnesia, at Ushuaia, with Like Mike and Dimitri Vegas, their show on July 27th. And then July 30th, I will be performing at Tomorrowland in Belgium, which is the biggest music festival in the world. So that's going to be pretty sick. I cannot wait.
Wow.
It's like my favorite festival to play. And then I'll be playing some other shows, like coming back into like Las Vegas and other parts of Europe. But I will put it out on parishilton.com on my schedule. And they can also watch the videos from Pride. We just put it out on YouTube just now. So we have like the whole recap video of the night. And then we also went to the after party, which was pretty lit.
Okay. We'll go check all of that out. But thank you for staying awake long enough to give us all the details. If you guys want more, obviously go check out everywhere that Paris just mentioned. And of course, go to our Instagram at This Is Paris Pod for all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Paris. Well, how about you go take a nap? I feel like that might be appropriate now.
No, actually, I have like 10 meetings today. And
oh, Jesus.
Then a business dinner. So that won't be happening till late tonight.
Okay. Well, then more work for Paris. You guys, thank you for listening.
Bye. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to This Is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This Is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.